Marty Hawk joins us every Wednesday morning just after 8:05. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
It's going to be a lovely day for Veterans Day.
Yes, it
won't be so cold, as it sometimes is very windy on Veterans Day and very cold out there for our veterans. So
not today. 66 and feeling good, and there's plenty of opportunities for folks to get out and thank veterans starting at 10 o'clock down at the Monroe County Courthouse, 6 o'clock at the Veterans Plaza at the Monroe County Fairgrounds. Indiana University will have activities going on and speakers throughout the day as well, and the service clubs will be having luncheons and food available at the VFW Post and the American Legion Post and AMVETS. They all have stuff going on between the celebrations, either at 10 o'clock or 6 o'clock. So find those places and take advantage and thank the veterans for their service and pay respects to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in keeping freedom free. Now, Marty, you had a meeting last night, at which we're not sure what went on there because I didn't see anything
in
the paper about it.
Yep.
So
no reporting on it so far.
You had a meeting and a new first-timer at your meeting. So get us caught up on what we missed last night, and we appreciate you doing that.
Right. Well, it was, of course, the first time I'd met Mr. Spoonmore, and he seems to be a lovely person, and I'm looking forward to getting to know him better. And I looked him up on Facebook, I'll be truthful, and see that he has a beautiful little family, and so it's going to be an opportunity to get to know new people.
So
now, as far as what happened at the meeting, if you looked at our agenda, you would think that we did a lot of things that we did not end up doing, because one of the things was the sheriff was going to come and discuss what about their pension plan and about how many years it would take for someone to serve in order to be qualified be a part of that pension plan.
I did read the story that the newspaper had about that, Marty, and one of the things that sounded like the concern was is that people who spent a very short time in service of the county were going to get a pension, you know, after a very, very short period of time. So that seems to be what the problem is.
And what we have to be very careful about is that we should not close the door on any the very best possible candidate. Many people believe that Sheriff Kennedy was one of our really, really great sheriffs, and he served for 8 years. Well, so if we had a rule that said you can't be a part of the pension unless you serve 12 years, or which you're not allowed to do if you're the sheriff, then, you know, we may be closing the door on future candidates. So if we don't put it at 8 years as it is now. And that would not be an unusual thing to do, because we are other elected officials who are capped at 8 years also get a pension that's called PERF rather than like the sheriff's pension. So it may very well be that with a lot of conversation and everybody come to the table, maybe there'll be the feeling that maybe it should be PERF and not the sheriff's pension. But I ask, what is legal? What are we required to do? I asked that question yesterday I'd ask our council attorney, and he was going to look into getting all options for us on the table. I had a lot of other questions as well, and so the sheriff ended up just withdrawing that request, because there's a lot, I think, rather than just voting on something in a very narrow vision, look at the entire pension program. After all, Our deputies and people have been paying into that pension for years. They want to make sure that money is sitting there as they believe that it's going to be for their retirement. So we have to make very, very cautious moves that we're not spending down their dollars or put us in a situation where we're going to have to come up with some kind of new tax to be able to shore up that pension plan. So it's a very complex question, and we needed to have options to look at. And so I'm hoping that we'll have somebody from the pension plan.
Well, let me ask, why is this an issue now?
Well, because what the sheriff had looked at was that the money was getting spent down, and of course, longer that you serve, either as a sheriff's deputy, and then you go into being the elected sheriff, the bigger your retirement will be. For instance, it appeared to me when I was going over the documentation, if you've served a very long time, then you can get up to 74% of the total amount of your highest dollar amount that you've received during the time. So it is going, that pension plan would certainly be in trouble with all of, you know, with large pensions being paid out. Now, I would not think that the pension being paid out for the past two sheriffs would be anywhere nearly as much, simply because they hadn't served in getting the sheriff's pension plan and paying into it, and so theirs would be reduced. But those are the things, and of course we're not allowed to say this is how much each person gets in their pension. We're not allowed to say that, because that's part of the law. You can't do that. But you can say this is how many years somebody has served, and then you can look at what the pension plan says having to do with how many years somebody has served. But that doesn't, you know, that is all a part of what we need to look at to see if we're actuarially sound over the years. And that is the report that needs to come to the council as we are
that
making.
Makes sense.
Marty, are we looking at any other communities and seeing what they're doing? I mean, it seems like to me that we always are reinventing the wheel in Monroe County.
And also, what does the state law tell us we have to do?
Yeah, you got to follow the law. It doesn't matter what other communities
do. Let me
do.
Tell you, the sheriff's associations have very strong lobbies at the state level. And so I will not be at all surprised if we are told this is what this is what we're required to do, having to do with sheriff's pensions. The counties throughout the state have been in trouble trying to come up with dollars to cover their pension plans. We have not had a major problem with that, but we're looking at what appears to be a problem in a few years. So we can't wait until we're hit with a problem to address the problem.
That makes sense. And you got to do it legally.
So at any rate, because I really had asked for several things, and I think that there was just the feeling they needed more time to prepare and get us the information so that we would be able to make really informed decisions. I think that's our job.
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. County Councilwoman checks in every Wednesday just after 8:05. And what else was on the docket last night at the council meeting?
Well, we'll stay right there with the Sheriff's Department and go on to the fact that they requested additional dollars included in this year's budget of $145,000.
For what?
For overtime. And that's it for the jail.
What's going on what's changed? Because if that wasn't there, it's apparently a change.
Right. In their explanation, they stated that it's because of the new contract with the jailers. Now, I recall saying at the time we needed to see what that contract was going to cost us. What was the fiscal ramifications of that contract? And the sheriff did ask for $160,000 in overtime when he brought his budget to us. However, it was not passed at 160,000. I don't have the number in front of me. It was reduced greatly. And it appears that there was this thought that was agreed to that they would try to cover it out of their hourly, but you know, obviously that's not working. So if this is going to be our routine of how much extra money we're going to have every year for overtime for the jail,
then you better budget it, shouldn't you?
I'm sorry?
Shouldn't you budget it that way then?
Well, yes, it should need, if indeed. That's
but why in the world would you have it as overtime? Why wouldn't they be hiring at least like another person or something instead of overtime?
First of all, we have to, it's a first of all, do no harm kind of thing. It would seem to me that if it was possible to hire two or three more people rather than paying overtime, that would be a safer thing to do because, you know, when you work in the jail, that's pretty traumatic. That's stressful. And you don't want to have people working until they are really too tired. That's just not safe for them or safe for the whole facility. So, but I'm not saying that's what's happening. It may very well be that it's only like an hour extra overtime each. I know when they first started talking about this, it was so they have to.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Last year, did they have $145,000 of overtime?
No, this is a.
So this is a new thing that's happening.
He ran, but was when the former sheriff was on board, they did it differently.
Okay, so the new sheriff has created a new policy, which has created an extra $145,000
like
of overtime.
Policy. It sounds like it's a contract.
Who thought this contract was a good idea?
County went over there. They sat down and worked with the jail folks and came up with this contract.
Who was
that
the county? Who in county? Was the county legal?
Well, and then the county council had to vote on it. County commissioners had to vote on it. County council had to vote on it. And now we're seeing this is what we've got. With
how long is this contract for, Marty?
Good question.
I'm sorry?
How long is the contract for?
Well, right.
In perpetuity?
I will tell you that that was part of what was said was, well, we'll have to look at this before the contract's renewed. And I'm hoping it is for only 1 year, but that I don't have that answer in front of me.
Okay. So, again, not sure how that would work out. Now you know what happens. It's an extra $145,000.
Well, and it sounds like that Sheriff Swain knew it was going to be what it was going to be when he asked for the $160,000 in overtime. It sounds like he was well aware of what was going to happen, and
right.
Nobody
and,
was listening.
And actually, I don't want to say it's all his responsibility. Although I mean,
what was wrong with the old contract?
And he asked for it, and we said no. And there was an agreement, take part of this out of hourly. It was not made clear, I don't think, that was going to be an impossibility. But maybe it was something that we should have known. All I'm saying is I was not the only one who felt like this was kind of a last minute shock. It reminded me a great deal of the time before, many years ago, when they went after budget hearings were over and everything, the sheriff came to us and said, and by the way, I need $500,000.
I've had this argument.
For all the medical stuff, wasn't it for that?
No, not that was from several sheriffs ago, but
right.
It was, yes, it was.
We had this conversation
dollars.
Two or three weeks ago where what's the point of having rules and regulations when everybody comes to you after the budget's been passed and says, hey, look, I need another 100 grand. I need another 75 grand. I need 150 grand. You keep giving it to them, don't you?
There's a place on our 16-line statement that nobody wants to think about, but there's a place on there where you're supposed to put down all of your anticipated additional appropriations so that you'll have your financial statement made out right. In order to come up with the right number, the auditor's office is supposed to be requesting from each of the departments what kind of additional appropriations they think they're going to need before year end. And if they turned in that they needed that to the auditor, it should have been included in on line three that says this is how much additional money we have to spend this year. That sounds like an awful lot of additional money that might not have been included.
So what's the big deal? So what? Throw another tax in there.
Well,
just pay for it. Who
exactly
cares?
Exactly what I think will happen. I think there will be a major push to have a public safety tax. Now, I'd said a long time ago when they put in that, and remember, a public safety tax is an income tax.
Yeah, call it what you want. Dress it up.
And that
put some
is,
sparklers on it. Why don't you put some little tassels and make it do jumping jacks? Just make it look sexy.
What I had said a long time ago when the county put in place an income tax that covered juvenile issues, I said this is a huge mistake because if you use up the income tax for this one thing, it will make it harder to put in the public safety tax, which at the time required us to reduce our property tax and put in the public safety tax. It wasn't one by one, but it was at least that was included. That was not considered at all. Now we'll have that on top of what we have if they go ahead and add this. Now I don't know because that would be up to the city because the city controls the income tax council, not the county. But I think if we continue down this road of additional expenses for the jail, I think we will see this public income tax, public safety income tax.
Well, it's public safety. How could you possibly be against that?
Oh, my God. How many more taxes and things are we going to add on here, Marty? I mean, in just the last 3 months that you've talked to us, I mean, I can think of like three or four or five, maybe six things that you've said that you keep on saying that they're going to add a tax for this and they're going to have to do that. And I mean,
let me be clear. No one has told me they're going to do this. I'm just looking at the handwriting on the wall. Where do you get this extra $140,000 every year to run the jail? Where do you get the money to keep that pension plan sound? Where do these dollars come from? Well, we either are going to have to stop the spending other things.
That's right, Marty. Maybe we stop giving money to every, you know, wonderful charity that comes in and with their hand out, and maybe we stop doing some of those things. I don't know. I mean, it's not that those charities aren't worthwhile organizations, but I never thought it was the county council's job to hand out money in that way.
Well, and that's no doubt a conversation for another day, but I'm just, and once again, I'm not telling you these new taxes will happen. I'm just sharing with you what I believe I'm hearing in the back.
Marty, is it possible, and I've heard talk of this, is it possible that the reason why this latest jail contract is set up the way it is and having the overtime the way it is to up the amount of money for the various jailers who are getting ready to retire so that their pension's higher?
Well, remember that the jailers are not a part of the pension, but they are a part of the PERF. So, in other words, what we also have to remember is that the county pays the employees' portion of the public employees' retirement fund because they are part of PERF and not a part of the sheriff.
But wouldn't that change that for them too?
Oh, so what? So anytime they get paid overtime, you're also, if I'm understanding it correctly, we're also paying into that 3% now. And when they leave, if they're not fully vested, they still get to pull out that 3%. So it's very costly. However, I've got to tell you, I wouldn't work in that jail for all in China. So,
yeah, me neither. I do not suggest that they are not worthy of their pay. But I do wonder if we're putting that much money into overtime, why is it we are not hiring at least an additional person?
And I think if there was some way to do it in that form, I would certainly support that, more staff and reduce the overtime.
Yeah.
However,
what was wrong with the old
contract? Movement also saying, well, why don't we do this with hourly? And when you think about it, if you're responsible for the safety of the people in that jail, do you want to do it with, like, oh, you come in and work for 2 hours today or 2 hours next Thursday? You need to have people who are fully trained. And indeed, they have to, in order to comply with all rules, they have to go for training.
I don't know. This whole contract thing sounds very, very odd in the fact that, like Glass said, what was wrong with the old contract? What was going on there before that they didn't need all this additional money?
I don't remember anybody saying we're understaffed.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's not working. We're burning people. I don't know how that works.
And it may very well be that this has to do with...
Everybody's got a better idea how to run things, but you can't just... There's not an unlimited pot
of money
to spend.
Yeah,
that's the
thing.
Issue.
And it sounds like to me that, you know, somebody needs to sit down with the sheriff and have that conversation.
Well, or also with whoever negotiated with this and have the conversation with us. Hey, if we voted for it and we didn't fully recognize that we had to come up with this kind of money, then shame on us.
Yep, point it out and
figure
it out from there.
Shame on me.
There you go. Marty, good job as always.
Have a great
day. Bought into, well, we'll fix it with hourly, and
nobody read the fine print. That's right.
I should not always believe what is being presented.
You got to do the homework, and it's a thankless job, and we appreciate your insight every Wednesday morning. Happy Veterans Day, and we'll get caught up with you next week.
Have a great day, Marty.
Bye-bye.